Blog Talk Radio.
Woo, good morning, everybody. Let me turn my volume up. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, March 11th. I was going to say 10th. March 11th already, the second week in March. Wow. It is warm out. It was warm out yesterday. And it is bumping up to 61 degrees today. I don't think my system can take it. My system is going crazy. Like, what are you doing? Why are you here? Do we have allergies? I don't know what's going on. But I'm here. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Journal Show, Jamie's Journal. And we have Dr. Arlene Spann. I don't know if she's in driving distance or she's driving over the snow. Good morning, Dr. Arlene Spann. How are you this morning?
I am well this morning. I am not driving this morning. However, I am looking, you know, as usual, looking out the window and observing the birds today. I don't see any squirrels today, but I do see birds. So, and we have, like, in the background, there's, like, the sun is trying hard to come through. It is fighting its way to come through this morning.
I know.
So
it is. It's trying to come through. And you know, my mom said, oh, I think it's going to rain today. I said, Mom, it's not going to rain. It's just going to be cloudy, but all of a sudden we're getting this warm weather. How are you doing with the warm weather over there?
I am loving it. We did have the rain on yesterday. Earlier this morning, there was like a little. Right now, everything is beautiful. It's gorgeous. Picturesque.
It is. It's beautiful, but that, you know, I don't know. Everyone's body is different. Like, for me, I know my system around this time of year is like, what are you doing? You know, it's like, okay, do you have allergies? What's going on? You got a little headache? What's going on? You know, I'm drinking my water. A lot of times I'm not really hungry. Last night, you know, I had an orange for dinner. You know, I was like, okay. You know, because over my sister-in-law's house, I'm always watching my nephew. So, you know, I eat some of their food, and I come home like, oh, I'm not hungry. So I ate an orange, and then I was like, okay, well, my parents went out to dinner, so I was like, give me some salmon, you know. I ate half of that and then just went to bed. But it's like, you know, my system's kind of trying to, what are you doing? So I don't know. It's just, and I know I'm going to need my spores once allergy season comes, so it's really going to be tough. Y'all going to hear me.
No,
sneezing and everything, but
you're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
You're gonna be drinking all kinds of teas and stuff, and you're gonna be just fine. You watch. We're gonna be careful what we say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Because the Father up above, He is looking down with love. So be careful, little mouth, what you say. That's my Wednesday.
Oh, that's as good.
More Proverbs, right?
Yes, and I just want to do a little laugh this morning because my nephew, I have two nephews. I have one that's 8, and he's grown. He thinks he's grown, and I have a 4-year-old. And yesterday we were driving in the car after we picked him up from preschool, because we always do that Tuesday through Friday. And he got in the car and said, okay, y'all eat my sandwich, but I only like a jelly sandwich. And I said, no, you got to have some peanut butter, you know, like we always we say to him. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing he said, well, I want some juice, but I think I'm allergic to juice. I think I'm allergic to that fruit punch. I was like, what? Too funny. And then I told him yesterday, you know, I said, look, there's no monsters up here, because you remember when you were little, you didn't want to go upstairs because it was so dark. You know, mm-hmm. So I said to him, look, here's some scripture. Say this. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And he was like, you know, he kind of went along, and I was like, okay. Well, you know, I kept on saying it to him, so hopefully he'll get it and he'll start to understand some words. But, I mean, he's fun. He is too funny. But we went over, I know, right?
Yeah.
He's just funny. We went over Monday, I believe, 9 and 10. A little bit, because, you know, we can't go over the whole thing. But I want to tell everyone this. We've been going through the book of Proverbs, and we are going through it quickly. We're trying to get through at least one or two chapters. And we already finished the first book of Proverbs, which was chapters 1 to 9. So now we're going into chapters 10 to 34, which is the second book. So, wow, we're already jumping into the second book, the Proverbs of Solomon. And as I realized, Proverbs chapter 10 was talking about, and still talking about, we should be abundantly blessed. We should be abundantly blessed. And let's see, where should I start this morning? I have like four, you should see me, I have like four, I have two Bibles out, and then I have two books out, so I'm like, okay, where should I start first? So, let's see, what can we do? In every chapter, there is a hidden treasure. So let's go over and listen to the hidden treasure in Proverbs 10. The type and expression of writing changes. The Proverbs aren't so tied together. Instead, they are more like short little nuggets of divine wisdom. With that in mind, we're going to go through the rest of Proverbs, emphasizing certain verses and themes. Some verses will skip over and others will stop for a while to dig into the hidden treasures of wisdom and instruction. So it is our duty to follow God's wisdom and instruction, so that we can have what God tells us to have. We're supposed to be abundantly blessed. We're supposed to live a prosperous life. We're supposed to live that way. We're not supposed to live like, oh boy, here comes the bill. No, we're supposed to say, God, I know that you supply all my needs according to my riches and glory, and I know that you're meeting every need that you have abundantly given me on today. So I thank you, Lord, for touching all my bills. So we're supposed to live a blessing. You know, Proverbs chapter 10 says, blessing of the righteous. Blessings of the righteous. And Proverbs 11 goes into a false balance and a just weight. Let's read some of that. I was reading some of that yesterday. And one thing, well, it starts off on Proverbs 11. It starts off talking about a false balance. And then it goes into riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteous delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall trust, shall direct his way. But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. But this is the verse that really got me. I believe this was the verse. Was it the verse? The righteous of the upright shall deliver them, but the transgressors shall be taken into their own naughtiness. Wow. That is a lot right there. And then, but what do you think about, you know, us talking about blessings of the righteous, Arlene, and then going into something else that says, you know, don't think that you can have a balance between the wicked and the righteous. What do you think about that?
I think if you think about our Savior, Jesus Christ, he, even in the New Testament, talked, and we call it the Beatitudes, where he talks about blessing, and it's blessed this and blessed that. So we see that God wants us as his people to be blessed, and he lets us know that not only does he want us to be blessed, but he wants us to be blessed, as you say, more abundantly, right? So therefore, when we are looking at what he's saying to us this morning, he's talking about the fact that, you know, think of it this way. There's like the two sections of people. We have the people who are the righteous, and they're pulling for the things of God. And then you have the fools. I'm just going to say it the way God did. Because he said they're fools. He said the fools will be a servant to the wise of heart. So we have people who follow him, and then people who are just foolish and want to do things their way. So God wants us to know that the fruit of righteousness is, at, where is it? I was reading it somewhere. In verse 30, it says, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. So for us, it's a blessing that we share God's blessings with others, and that makes us wise. There's wisdom in doing that. But the wicked, you know, he's only thinking about himself. He does things selfishly. And because he's doing things selfishly, the wicked, and he causes even poverty to himself and those who are around him. So as God's people, it's more blessed for us to give and give his word than it is. He said it. It's more blessed to do what? To give than to receive. So we want to make sure that we're giving God's word to others so that they too can be blessed. But the wicked, they're only thinking about themselves. That's all they're thinking about is them, what they can have, what they can do, and even how they can take from you. So let's be a blessing today by sharing God's word. Let's be a blessing today by not being dishonest. And let's be a blessing today by being called the righteous. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. I believe that, too. That as believers, we all have a choice, and it all starts with our thinking. And if we think wrong, then we're supposed to go to Proverbs and say, okay, what does the proverb say? And begin to let the proverb, the scripture, change our mind and our thinking. But if we don't do that, we don't know. You know, you're supposed to open your eyes to the Bible. And I know there's a lot of people in here that are going to be listening to the recording like, wow, this is awesome. It is awesome, but you need to, sometimes we as saved people, we try and act all deep, but we need to study the word. If we just study the word, then everything else will be added unto you. But if you keep on saying, oh, I don't know, oh, you know, God doesn't want you to, you know, and I said this over the weekend, God is not the author of confusion. Sometimes people will bring in confusion and trying to get you to believe in the wickedness and the things that are wrong. And you're like, no, that's not how I'm thinking, because this is what the Bible says. We are the righteous. We are supposed to be blessed. We're supposed to be living in prosperity and not poverty. And even though we look like we're in poverty from time to time, you know, we're not supposed to live that way. We're supposed to, you know, I keep on going back to this. We are speaking creatures. We are speaking creatures. And at a time, I used to think in my life, oh, my God, only the church looks like they are abundantly blessed. But now I realize that the word's not for just them. It's for me.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you got to put the Bible into your own account, into your own eyes, and speak it over your own life, even though your parents don't, you know, whether they're saved or not. You know, you can't lean on other folks. You got to stand up yourself. You know, I wish I can lean on 10 people, but I can't lean on 10 people. I got to lean on myself and lean on God, you know. God is the one that you should be leaning on 24/7. So, I mean, I'd like to talk more about prosperity because, you know, we could talk about prosperity all day.
And you know, may I interject real quick? You just said something. May I interject real quick? When you said about prosperity, we have to understand as well that the scriptures let us know that Jesus became poor that we might become rich. So he became a living example for us. Remember when he had the disciples and they went out and they fished and they toiled and all that thing and everything and they didn't catch any fish and he told them, okay, go over here, let down your nets, and then the nets broke and all those kinds of things because they listened to his word, they listened to him. He lets us know that as we're going to Proverbs, we have to understand God said this, that his word is a light unto our feet, right? Or a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I said it backwards. But that's what his word is. So when we go into his word, use his word, you said the hidden treasures. The hidden treasures is if we listen and obey and allow his word to direct us, then we can become the rich. Then we can know the secrets that he has for us. Then we can see, we are the ones that have to take hold of what he has for us in the scriptures. It's one thing to read it.
Right.
It's another thing to take hold of it and personalize it and use it. And I think in what you were reading in Proverbs, I pulled it up, Proverbs 11 and 14, it says, where there is no counsel, the people fail. So you were talking about church, and sometimes it's important for us to listen to others who may have learned something from the scripture. Now they're sharing it with us. He said, but in the multitude of counselors, there is faith. Because now we're safe. Now we're safe because we have allowed those who have studied God's word to additionally to pour into us. We learn on our own, yes, and we should allow others like we're doing today to pour into you so that in the time of trouble, you know that you can go back, pull from the scriptures, or you can go back and re-listen to this broadcast once again, and through that, know you're going to gain knowledge, you're going to gain strength, you're going to gain wisdom, you're going to gain understanding, because that's what we want for you. We want for you to develop who you are in Christ, but more importantly, to allow his word to speak to your heart. What's that song say? Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, allow him to speak to you. Back to you, Jamie. I'm going to sing your mood today. Back to you.
Awesome. I mean, we got a psalmist. I don't know what to do, y'all. This is awesome. My goodness. Maybe we should just listen to a song. I love the songs. I do.
Huh? A merry heart doeth good like medicine. So I was just a little merry this morning. I needed a little medicine for myself, so I had to sing a little bit this morning. Back to you.
This is awesome. I mean, you know, anytime you can come on and sing, that just brightens up the broadcast. Because I know everyone wants to tune in and say, what song are you singing today? No, but we are excited. I mean, that you are expounding and explaining things and singing to us. Because, you know, I can sing, but, you know, I can't, you know, sing, you know, all those songs. You know, because I'll take over broadcast. You'd be like, what is wrong with her? Get off the line. No, but it is true.
I said it's called making a joyful noise. So as long as we're making a joyful noise, we're fine. We can call it noise or we can call it singing, but a joyful noise, God will accept that too. So you can make a joyful noise, okay?
Yes, ma'am. As long as she said it. Now you know.
I God didn't say it. What was it? I think Psalms 100 said it. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. So I'm coming before his presence with singing this morning, only because he said, I didn't say it. I mean, didn't write twice. He said that. Back to me.
Yeah, I know it says it, but everyone can't get on a broadcast and sing. I'm just saying, you know, you have multiple gifts over there, and I'm thankful. But over here, you know, I'm just like, okay, let's get through. Let's get through it. Now,
okay, back to
power. Monday, I think. See, you're going to get me up on this music, and you'll be like, what? The time's up. Because I can talk about music all day, too. I love me some music. But back to the Proverbs, like you were saying, Proverbs 11:14, it does say, you know, we should talk to counsel unless we fall. And that's a wonderful scripture. Because we do. We need counselors. We need mentors. We need those people that give us examples in our lives other than just ourselves. Because, seriously, if I just listened to myself, I would be scared. If I just listened to myself all the time, blah, 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 you know, I would be scared. So listening to others and getting counsel from others and looking at your mentors and your peers and your counselors is awesome, you know. But and it strictly says, where no counsel is, the people shall fall. And that is just so true. But let's look at the hidden treasures in Proverbs 11. Give us many more examples of the law of sowing and reaping at work in the earth. What God says about the law is very blunt and to the point. Whatever a man sows, that and that only is he will reap. Galatians 6:7. The thought to remember as we go through this chapter is the righteous have an advantage. I want you to get the truth into your thinking forever. Those who go their own wicked way will reap destruction. But those who sow righteousness and walk in his wisdom will find deliverance, direction, and increase. For the uncompromisingly righteous shall be recompensed on earth. Proverbs 11:31. Wow. So, sow righteous, reap rewards. I mean, and this goes back to sowing and reaping. If you sow good, you'll get good. If you sow bad, you'll get bad. So, Arlene was just sowing some good into your life, so then she'll get some good back into her life. So, that's what we do. We sow the prosperity and the you can make it seeds, and we sow all kinds of seeds. So that when we do look up, the reward is that we will reap what we sow. is that not the truth, Arlene?
That is the truth. Being a country girl from the farm, I know that if you sow carrots, you're going to get carrots. So that's what he's saying. If you sow corn, you're going to get corn. If you sow watermelon, you're going to get watermelon. So it's likewise. You sow love, you're going to get love. You sow hate, you're going to get hate. So whatsoever man soweth, God said it, Arlene didn't. He said, that shall you also reap. And in verse 20, mm-hmm. back to my story again, he says, the Lord hates those who walk without blame are his joy. So even as we sing that song, the joy of the Lord is my strength, that verse brings even more light to that song, and it brings the truth to that song of when we do things God's way, he is joyous. which is one of the fruit of the Spirit. That's what he wants us to have. So if we want strength, if we want to walk in his goodness, if we want to walk in his love, if we want to walk in peace and mercy and joy, then do the things that God has asked us to do. And when we do them and sow goodness and sow those things in our lives and in the lives of others, that's what will come back to us. So the joy of the Lord this morning is definitely my strength, and that's the reason I sing. Because I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. You know that song. Back to you, Jamie. Back to you. I'm not singing it, I'm saying it. Back to you, Jamie.
And that's the end of our show. We're going to end off on that. We're going to end off on that. So, Arlene, how can we get in touch with you if we need any of your products or services?
You can get in touch with me by singing out arlenesweck@gmail.com, or you certainly may go to the website at www.arlenesweck.com, and I am singing my way out. Back to you, James.
Oh, Lord, it's been a broadcast. It's been fun. It's been fun. We love to sing, and you want to come back and join us on Friday because Proverbs chapter 12, I'm excited about chapter 12. It says, a good man obtains God's favor. A good man obtains God's favor. So you don't want to miss Friday. We're going to try and go through 12 and 13. And then the weekend, you can go and through and study more about the Proverbs, because there's nothing new under the sun, but there's always something to learn in the book of Proverbs. You can reach me, jamesjournal@gmail.com, jamesjournal@gmail.com. I'm on all social media. So I want to thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say have an awesome day. Because it's warm, it's going to go up to 61 degrees. Woo! I don't know how my system will take it, but at the end of the day, I may have to do some running. God bless your Wednesday, and I shall see you back on Friday at 10 a.m. Have an awesome day on Jamie's Journal.